New answers in the Alicia Watts murder case. Only on WRAL, we sit down with the Moore County Sheriff and two investigators about the evidence that led them to find her body. Then a tearful apology in court as the man responsible for killing twin sisters pleads guilty. What the victim's parents had to say during his emotional sentencing.
We've got a lot of weather updates to tell you about. Scorching heat, a messy start to school, and new tropical model plot showing a system that could impact North Carolina.
All right, right now at 7 o'clock, we begin with a lot of activity in the tropics. Thank you for joining us. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. We are still watching Tropical Storm Franklin and all eyes on another system that could have direct impacts in our state.
We got meteorologist Mike Mays in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a closer look at those model plots. A lot of color on that map right there, Mike.
Mm-hmm. That's an area of disturbed weather, Chris, that's in the Western Caribbean right now. Expected to grow and move into the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. And this is something we have to watch closely because from what we're looking at on our models, it suggests it could impact North Carolina Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Could it be Idalia forming? That's a possibility. The model intensity model suggests it could become a tropical storm in the next 48 hours. The National Hurricane Center's update from 2 o'clock shows this red area about an 80% chance of development. So there is a very good likelihood we're talking about a tropical system in the Gulf this weekend and perhaps heading in our direction. And today we have a first look at tropical model plots carrying it over North Carolina. But to note, the European model over the past 3 days has been consistent taking it on this track. And for the first time, the American model picked it up finally today. And this is the route it's showing. So could it be over us or could it remain offshore? My money at this point right now is with the European keeping it offshore. Time will tell as we go through the next few days. Still have our eyes on Franklin, tropical storm. Top winds are at 50. Still expected this weekend to become a hurricane. Passing well to our east, bringing some high risk for rip currents and some rough surf, especially as we get into early next week. We'll update both of these tonight at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRL and join our meteorologists through the weekend. We'll have updates to check to see if that system does develop over Saturday and Sunday. We're keeping our eye on thunderstorms that are likely to be a no-show this evening, so that means Football Friday should be okay. Only about a 20% chance for a shower or storm with temperatures running in the 80s. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, Kat Campbell will be live from Leedsville Road High School checking out all the football action. Chris, Ashley.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you in just a bit.
Today, investigators told WRAL digital evidence led them to Alicia Watts more than a month after her disappearance. The Moore County Sheriff says cadaver dogs then helped them find her body in a wooded area in Montgomery County. Sheriff Ronnie Fields told WRAL's Chelsea Donovan investigators had been there 8 times over the past month. They did not say how she died, but stated they believe James Dunmore, her boyfriend, who is charged with murder, knew the area. Fields says her body was not buried, but in plain sight.
But it's the back way if you leave in her house on Foxfire. It's 20 minutes away.
James, do you know what happened? Dunmore is in jail without bond. He's expected to appear in court for the first time Monday.
It was an emotional day inside a Raleigh courtroom. A man pleaded guilty to charges for a head-on crash that killed 25-year-old twin sisters Kayla and Morgan Kushner. 23-year-old Griffin Curtis will spend between 16 and 23 years in prison. He admitted to smoking marijuana and drinking before the crash last year. WREL's Shelley Jackson spoke with the twins' loved ones today who say this outcome will not bring Kayla and Morgan back.
It was a very emotional and powerful day here in the Wake County Justice Center. Nearly 100 people packed the courtroom, mostly to support the Kushner and Callen families. Mary Kushner had strong words for the man responsible for killing her twin 25-year-old daughters.
Griffin Curtis, I hope to God that you're hearing me.
Dozens of people packed the courtroom, sharing photos and stories about Kayla and Morgan and how they had touched their lives.
They were better people than I could ever hope to be, and surely the nicest and most loving people I have ever met. Their hearts were absolutely pure.
People in the crowd wiped away tears and put their arms around each other as they listened to Brennan Kalen, Kayla's boyfriend who was severely injured, talk about the love of his life.
I felt like the luckiest man on the planet.
The defendant, Griffin Curtis, staring straight ahead during impact statements until the girl's parents started talking.
No one is the same. I am not the same. Mary is not the same.
Many asking the judge for the maximum sentence for Curtis, saying he made a choice to drive impaired.
Griffin, after what you have done, I am asking Judge Ridgeway to give you the most extreme punishment allowed because you killed two people.
Curtis did address the family.
I'm so sorry. I took more good kill from you. They did not deserve to die that day. And I wish I could change my life for theirs.
This case is the sum of a parent's greatest fears.
Curtis will serve a minimum of 16 and a half years behind bars.
I don't know if I can trust his remorse. And it's like no sentence will ever be enough because it won't bring them back. And
I don't think there would be enough time served that would be possible for Griffin Curtis.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no punishment he could receive. There's nothing we could receive that would ever make us happy.
Now, the Kushner family says they hope to start a foundation in their daughter's memory, but first they have to get through some civil proceedings. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
What a difficult day for that family. 5 years after she was sentenced to prison, a former Wake County official will spend her first weekend free. Former Register of Deeds Laura Riddick was released from prison Wednesday. She pleaded guilty in 2018 to stealing nearly $1 million from the county between 2010 and 2017. A judge sentenced her to between 5 and 7 years in prison in August of 2018. Riddick also must pay back more than $926,000 in restitution.
Just a heads up, you'll see more law enforcement on the roads and under the water this weekend. The Wildlife Resource Commission and State Highway Patrol are participating in the annual On the Road, On the Water, Don't Drink and Drive campaign. The agencies are also coordinating with local law enforcement as part of the project. The campaign tries to reduce alcohol and drug-related crashes on the state's waterways and roads.
Kids are headed back to school in record heat after the hottest summer ever recorded. The climate change happening outside will have a bigger presence inside North Carolina classrooms this year, too. WRAL climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin has more about climate education and the passionate moms pushing for progress.
Erica Smithwick loves exploring with her children and finding ways to learn about science in the natural world.
It's really important that our children have a full understanding of the changes that we're seeing in our climate right now.
That's why she joined other climate scientists to start a group called Science Moms, promoting more robust education about the warming planet.
Increasingly, we're starting to see climate change fit into the curriculum in new and interesting ways.
Including North Carolina, where new standards from the State Board of Education go into effect this year.
Affect our solar, right?
That include more climate mentions and emphasize hands-on learning.
Rather than just having a conceptual understanding, teachers have language in here that give them the opportunity to have students think about what they can do about it and what a scientist could be doing about our changing climate.
Language that could be more inclusive of adaptation and solutions as more young people report feeling stressed about climate change.
We see that there is a lot of climate anxiety due to a lot of the recent weather events.
That's pushing moms like Chelsea Lyons to be more involved in climate action, becoming an advocate with an organization called Moms Clean Air Force, pushing for education updates and initiatives like electric buses for more sustainable schools.
We're just seeing more buses being put out across the state.
A new EPA program is subsidizing the upfront cost of greener buses, with pilot programs that have shown to cut costs.
They were showing a savings on that vehicle of just in diesel fuel to electricity alone of $700 a month.
As climate education and climate action heat up in North Carolina schools this year. Liz McLaughlin, WRAL News.
With a new school year starting Monday, many parents have questions about whether their child, your child, is neurodivergent. Well, that can include ADHD, autism, anxiety, and learning difficulties. So we spoke with a child psychologist who says parents should trust their instincts and ask for help when you feel that your child is struggling.
So you are going to have a gut feeling as a parent. You're going to feel like I'm out of ideas. I don't know what to do next. I'm going to think about noticing any behaviors or emotional dysregulation that's stopping a child from accessing things that help them grow and learn.
Parental intuition is very real. There are more signs to look out for. We actually have them on the full story on WRAL.com. And just a reminder, WRAL is your back-to-school headquarters. As the final summer days wind down, you can find all the resources you need right now on WRAL.com. Just search the words, back to school.
It's an honor that is long overdue and one some thought they would never witness. We'll show you how more than 50 Marines are finally getting the recognition they deserve. Plus, we are headed to Cumberland County, helping pets find their forever homes. How you can help, coming up.
Getting a live look outside right now at Lake Gaston on a beautiful, beautiful sunset that we have here in our area.
A local water authority is urging the state to study health risks of toxic chemicals found in people's drinking water. The Cape Fear Public Utility Authority asked the state to add a new compound to a group of forever chemicals the state has prioritized for study.
And the request comes a day after our new documentary on forever chemicals in the Cape Fear River that aired on WREL. The utility authority has spent $43 million on filters to remove forever chemicals from water dumped by a Fayetteville facility. Now, understanding these chemicals and how to get rid of them has become a bit of a personal mission for people in the contaminated area.
WREL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance shows us a college student trying to get answers for her hometown of Grays Creek.
This one is about 46 foot down. And it shows us the most interaction due to how close it is to the river compared to Well 2.
UNC Pembroke student Ashley Berez is studying chemical contamination in Grays Creek in Cumberland County.
I want to say the last like 2 years, it's really sparked my interest. I've just been doing more and more research, and the deeper you dig, the more you find out and the worse it gets.
Toxic forever chemicals seeped into the environment from the nearby Fayetteville Works plant owned by Chemours, formerly DuPont. The chemicals have been found in thousands of drinking water wells in the area and are linked with adverse health impacts, including cancer.
They went from one small town to another small town.
Ashley was in our latest WREL doc on forever chemicals, where we showed you what people are dealing with 5 years after learning about the contamination.
It's like heartbreaking. Sometimes it makes me emotional because, you know, being from here and seeing what it's doing.
Berez felt called to help find answers for her hometown. Now she has a testing site set up at the edge of the Cape Fear, with sensors at the river and monitoring wells located 50 and 150 meters from the shore.
We know it's coming from rainwater, and we know it's coming into our groundwater, but we're going to see how much the surface water in the river is interacting with the contamination of the groundwater.
She hopes learning more about the contamination,
this come out of well one,
can help the community fight for its cleanup. Kristen Severance, WRL News.
A Chemours spokesperson said this chemistry is essential to the economy, and they are committed to manufacturing it responsibly. Folks, you can watch our WREL doc, Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water, on WREL.com. Just go under the documentary tab.
Now to a remarkable story. Today, 55 of the first Black Marines in the U.S. history were honored with the Congressional Gold Medal for their service. The Montford Point Marines integrated the Marine Corps at their base in Jacksonville, North Carolina, in the 1940s. Around 20,000 men served at the base, which was segregated from Camp Lejeune. Experts say during their service, the Marines faced racism and oppression, and yet they were incredibly productive, building their own barracks and training facilities. Today, just one surviving member received a medal.
I mean, a whole lot. Something I never would have that would happen, but it did.
54 soldiers received posthumous honors. Experts say about 3,000 family members and former Marines have claimed their gold medals for their service. More than 16,000 still need to be awarded.
Women investing in women from one sport to another. Today, a star in the world of tennis announced her investment with the NC Courage.
Hi everyone, this is Owen Zeber. I'm really excited to be joining the Courage team as an investor and as a fan. Cannot wait to support the team and lift a lot of trophies. Good luck to all the girls this season. I'm rooting for you.
Owen Zeber is now the second women's tennis star to join the ownership roster alongside Naomi Osaka. Owner Steve Malik said that the team is honored to welcome Zeber to the Courage family. He said that she is a perfect fit and a true believer in the value and the power of women's soccer.
North Hills on a Friday night, you know it's going to be a busy one there, and just a beautiful sunset for all the folks who are having dinner over in that area. Friday night, that means high school football action is kicking off. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is live at Leesville Road High School in Raleigh, where their game kicked off not long ago. Hey, Kat.
Hey guys, you know, this is the place to be tonight. Friday Night Football, a blast out here. We got the band behind me. They've already played several times because Leesville High School, the home team here, already has a touchdown on the board tonight. They're playing Panther Creek. You can see we've got all the fans filling the stands out here. And we got the whole cheer team ready to go. They've already done some of their cheers tonight after they made their first touchdown. We've got a long ways to go. Kickoff was at 7 o'clock, but luckily the weather is looking pretty good. So let's take a look at a specialty product that we have here at WRAL called the Heat Exhaustion Index. I'm going to show this to you because we've seen big improvements. When I was on the air last at 5:30, there were a couple of areas in the black which meant that it was unsafe for athletes to be playing outdoors, but we're not seeing any of that anymore. We're in good shape out here tonight in the yellow across Wake County. That means the players still need plenty of water in the heat, but we're seeing improvements, and we should continue to see more with the sunset. The dual Doppler 5000 radar looking nice and quiet right now. I think our chances of any rain really decreasing based on the very little activity that we've actually seen materialize up in Virginia. The next 3 days, though, do show growing storm chances. We have about a 40% chance tomorrow, but it's still 96 for the high. By Sunday and Monday, highs back off a bit into the 80s. That's going to come with growing rain chances, though. We're up to about a 60% chance by the time we get to Sunday and Monday. So I know a lot of us need any rain that we can get. We may finally get some of that rain as we get into next week. And some of the rain could actually be aided by a tropical system. So we're going to have to keep an eye on this system with a high chance of developing once it makes it into the Gulf of Mexico. Likely to see a landfall in Florida, but I want to show you some of the tracks, some carrying it just offshore, such as the European model, which seems to be much more reliable with this system. That would keep most of the rain at the coast. But if this system tracks inland, we could get some remnant rainfall, and that could actually really end up being good news for us. We're starting to see our drought monitor light up with abnormally dry across the state, so we need the rain, and we do have growing rain chances in the coming days. Once we get to next week, though, we could have some really comfortable weather by the time we get to the end of the week, so we may actually end up with perfect weather by next Friday for next Friday's Friday Night Football. Luckily, the game was able to go off here without a hitch tonight. We don't have any of the rain. They were able to hold off until it was safe for the players to play. They got tons of water over there, but we're good to go on this Friday night. We're having a blast out here. Hope you guys are having a good night in the studio.
Oh, look, you're having more fun, Kat, that is for sure, but we are so happy to see all of that. Thank you so much.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is getting some new support in the form of its first ever therapy animal. In just a bit, we're going to share Winston's story. That's coming up in just minutes.
You know, it's Friday evening, so we're going to end this week off with some really cute stories to share with you. A new canine has joined the Wake County Sheriff's Office as the very first animal therapy dog.
Winston, he's a one-year-old standard poodle and is already making an effect on the community. Winston's addition to the team will play a big role in helping reduce stress for first responders and other employees. A family donated him to the sheriff's office, and Winston is ready to serve.
Aww.
And as you can see, spread lots of love and support. And I heard that poodles are like super smart, right?
Sure, all dogs are so smart. This one just seems so sweet and cuddly and lovable.
Good, good puppy. Want to pet that dog now. Reach to the screen.
Yeah, exactly. There.
And if you didn't know, we're actually in the final days of this year's Clear the Shelters event.
Each day, we are featuring a local shelter to help pets find their forever homes. WRAL's Grace Holland stopped by the Cumberland County Animal Services today.
Well, I'm here with RJ. This is one of dozens of dogs that are available for adoption here at the Cumberland County Animal Services. You can bring her or maybe one of dozens of cats home for free. The shelter is waiving adoption fees for Clear the Shelters through the end of the month. Director Elaine Smith says some dogs are going very quickly, but when it comes to the big dogs, they need more help.
Small dogs go fast, but large dogs, it takes a little more time. So we definitely need more adopters that are willing to take a big family member home.
And even if you can't adopt, you can still donate your time or items like blankets or food. And don't forget, tomorrow is Clear the Shelters Day, and you can find a list of shelters with discounts on our website at WREL.com/shelters. Back to you.
I heard a dog barking in her bag earlier. Maybe she brought one back. Just kidding.
There is nothing like a pet's love. It is just the
sweetest.
You got
a dog, right?
Yeah, and you know they were just talking about how they need people to adopt big dogs. I've got a Great Dane, so I know big dogs. They are just the most lovable. Absolutely. Now, tomorrow, you're going to be helping close out this Clear the Shelters Day.
I am. I'm going to be there. Cat Campbell will be there in the morning. I'll be there at the Wake County Animal Shelter, and it'll be fun just to see all those animals. We have been considering in our household getting a dog, so maybe I'll keep my eyes open. I won't commit just yet, but I will at least look.
By the end of the weekend, you might have one.
We'll see. No pressure. All right. UNC hospitals are wishing students across our area good luck this school year in the most adorable way on your screen.
Check out these babies born at the Newborn Critical Care Center in Chapel Hill. Some NICU nurses dressed up a few of the littlest patients in back-to-school inspired outfits. Oh, I love
the crayon and the apple.
I love the glasses. Oh, so sweet.
Happy
oh my
baby.
Gosh. Love how they have fun with them. Hey, if you're looking for some weekend plans, your family might want to check out the Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival.
Yeah, if you want to go to that, it's happening both tomorrow and Sunday in Cary. You can check out work from nearly 300 artists from 16 states, a beer garden, and a children's area. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days in downtown Cary. Admission is free. You can find a list of other events in our area. Just click the Out and About tab on WRL.com. And please, 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 if you go to this event, and this is for any event that has artists, buy something from a local artist. Like, these are people who are making beautiful pieces of artwork. You'll meet someone that you may have not met otherwise unless you got there. And it's, even in our building, when you first walk in on Capital Broadcasting Company's property, there's that giant peacock, beautiful peacock when you walk in the lobby. So if you see an artist out there, please buy something from them.
So we're wrapping up the show saying buy some art from a local artist.
Buy some art,
and
adopt a puppy and or a cat. So we're all about local and, you know, making sure we take care of our community.
That's it for us here tonight. Thank you for making WRAL your choice for local news.
And hey, our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 o'clock on WRAL. And our gift for you, this beautiful sunset on Beaufort.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.